People often say, have a good day. But if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weekend warrior aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, failing to prepare is preparing to fail. And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventative maintenance, or a new unit. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.
We welcome you to the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Right now at the break, Mountain Homes girls leading Sheridan 20-17 at halftime. Again, this is the first round of the Class 5A state tournament here at Lake Hamilton. Winner will play Russellville tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock. We'll talk more about the rest of this tournament in a little bit. Let's go ahead and take a look at the stats so far for today's game. Right now, Mountain Homes leading scorer is Peyton Husky with 6 points, all from three-point range. Five so far for Emma Martin, four on the day for Anna Grace Foreman, three for Kate Gilbert, all from the charity stripe. She is 3 of 6 from the free throw line, and Kyra Penn with 2 points so far. Sheridan with three players in the scoring column at this point. Diamond Morris leading the way with 9, six for Caitlin Howard, including going 2 of 3 from the free throw line, and Brianna McElroy with 2 points in this game so far. Right now, Mountain Homes so far with 7 turnovers. Sheridan with 2. They've done a much better job of taking care of the ball. And so far, 1 lead change in this game. And that was early on. Sheridan took the early 2-0 lead on a pair of free throws by Diamond Morris. But that's all the scoring they would do in the first quarter, as Mountain Homes scored the remaining 11 of the opening period. And then Sheridan start to kick it up into to another gear, forcing some turnovers and getting some to cut it to 3. But we're going to take a break. We'll come back and talk more about what's going on in this tournament. Some of our other local teams in just a moment. Our score at halftime, Mountain Home leading Sheridan 20-17. You're listening to the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
This is Sally Gilbert, Market President of Arvest Bank in Mountain Home. For more than 50 years, Arvest has served our customers and the communities in which we work well. We offer a broad range of financial services that help us fulfill our mission of providing our customers with financial solutions for life. Our customers and our community are our priorities. Visit us today and see why Arvest has been voted Best Bank in the Twin Lakes area 4 years in a row. We're here for you.
Member FDIC.
Just like basketball, life presents us many challenges, and then we adjust our game plan. Central Heating and Cooling knows in most homes, your heating and cooling system accounts for approximately 60% of your utility cost. And systems with a planned maintenance can save up to 30%. Slam dunk! Call Central Heating and Cooling at 425-4717 to adjust your game plan. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and 4 generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
We welcome you back to the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Mountain Homes girls leading Sheridan 20-17 at halftime. Again, this is the opening round of the Class 5A state tournament here at Lake Hamilton High School in Piercy. Now, the winner of this game will be playing Russellville tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock. The Lady Cyclones advanced Tuesday night after eliminating Jacksonville by a score of 60-62. Now, the next girls' game will be this afternoon at 4, as Jonesboro will play Benton, and then the winner will play tomorrow night against Valonia, who defeated Little Rock Hall Wednesday afternoon by a score of 67-42. And then later tonight at 7 o'clock will be the first quarterfinal of the girls' bracket, as Nettleton and Little Rock Christian again will tip off at 7. Nettleton beat up on Hot Springs 56-24 in the very first game of the tournament Tuesday afternoon. And then also on Wednesday, it was Little Rock Christian just destroying Sylvan Hills. Then the next quarterfinal game will be tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock as Paragould plays Greenwood. The Lady Rams beat the top seed from the south, Lake Hamilton, 38-33 on Tuesday. And then last night it was Greenwood beating up on Watson Chapel, 59-27. On the boys' side of the bracket, right now, the next game is coming up this afternoon at 2:30 is between Nettleton and Hot Springs. Again, that's at 2:30. Now, the winner will play Little Rock Hall tomorrow night at 5:30. The Warriors advanced after beating Alma on Tuesday, 67-53. The next boys game after that will be tonight at 5:30 as West Memphis plays El Dorado. The winner of that game will play Maumelle. The Hornets defeated Russellville on Wednesday 64-43. First quarterfinal game will be tonight at 8:30. It'll be a battle between Patriots as Marion faces Little Rock Parkview. Marion defeated Benton 60-39 on Tuesday. That was the very first boys game of the tournament. And then last night it was Parkview over Greenbrier by a score of 58-52. The next quarterfinal game will be tomorrow afternoon at 2:30 as Lake Hamilton faces Pine Bluff. The host Wolves defeated Jonesboro 53-51 Tuesday evening, and Wednesday night it was Pine Bluff edging out Valonia by a score of 51-48. So let's look at what else has been going on in the Class 5A state tournament and what's still to come. We'll take one more break, come back, and get the second half started in just a moment. Our score at halftime, Mountain Home leading Sheridan 20-17. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
It's your favorite thing to do, the way you de-stress and remind yourself that life is good, but now your game is slipping and it just hurts too much. At Knox Orthopedics, they've heard that story a lot and they get it. Whatever your thing is, running, golfing, biking, fishing, the pain of joint damage or soft tissue injuries might mean giving up that fun stuff, and that's just wrong. Call the Knox Orthopedic surgeons, Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, or Jason McConnell. They'll help you up your game.